And hello, everyone. And as I started to say, you know, I always look forward to a wonderful time of traveling at Christmas to visit family in California. And that was wonderful to do, although blizzards sort of changed all of that. And then arrived in California to bomb cyclonic rain and things that were happening. And it's like, wow. And everybody goes, that weather's just really following you around. And so, but they're very grateful for that rain in California, which they needed. It is, however, always good to come back home. However, upon arriving home, I found that one of my beloved fur babies, Davin, had all of a sudden gone downhill in health. And so I've been with him for the last few days, 24/7. He's close to, I believe, crossing that rainbow bridge. But I wanted to thank Chrissy for stepping in to help with this service for me. And so I just ask for your prayers and your blessings. His beloved little name is Davin. I also want to thank Sue Ellen and Terry and Chrissy for doing such a wonderful job last year in welcoming in this amazing new year of 2023. And the Burning Bowl ceremony is one of those wonderful experiences that we practice here at Unity and is practiced, you know, worldwide in many different ways and in symbologies that allow us to release and to let go. And so thank you for that wonderful job that you did. And it sort of leads us into this experience today. I am going to just do this so I can see out of my eyes and read. There we go. So my talk title for today is Discerning Your White Stone Name, A New Vision Forward. Many of you have participated in this wonderful experience, this wonderful ceremony for years because I have done it in Unity since I was a child. However, some are not familiar with its symbology or its significance. And so I wanted to say that Unity has embraced this ceremony out of an ancient ritual from ancient Greece and Roman times and the time when Jesus lived in Rome. When someone who had been enslaved in prison or in slavery, when they were released, they were given a white stone or a tablet and given a new name because it symbolically meant that they had shifted from an older consciousness into something brand new. And so this is a wonderful experience for us as we move into this new year of 2023 to embrace an opportunity to center into ourselves and to listen to the voice of what we would call God's self or God within or the energy of the universe, whatever words we would use that are that inspiring forward motion of consciousness that invite us to move into that which is new. So the white stone does symbolize a new start, a new beginning, a new vision forward. And so I invite you to just breathe into this ceremony today and into participating in this wonderful forward visioning of each of our lives. So it is important as we embrace a new year. How many of you did you do any New Year's resolutions? Yeah, no, nobody raised their hand. It's wonderful because at that human level, we've embraced sort of that tradition of New Year's resolutions. And then 8 weeks later, we're like, what was I thinking? Or this isn't working. And so resolutions are wonderful. However, they usually come from our intellect and from the shoulds and the have-tos. And this is an experience of visioning forward in a different way than of a resolution. It is a way of listening to Spirit's guidance that is in the heart of our being that calls us to something new. In order to do that, though, letting go of the things that we have hung on to is very important. Because whether it happens to be a belief system that is in our racial consciousness, whether it's something we learned as a child about, are we valuable, are we good enough, are we lovable, it's so important to recognize that that's an operating system in our minds. And so last week, in this wonderful experience of the burning bowl, you each had a chance, and if for those of you who did not participate in that, you have a chance now. And it isn't just a one-and-done kind of thing, is it? You know, it's like, oh, okay, I'll let that go, and then grab it back up, right? You know, so this process of letting go is an ongoing thing. And so I invite you to be aware of and to choicefully be participating in that and to recognize that letting go usually involves forgiveness. It's forgiveness not only of others but of ourselves, and it actually starts with ourselves. And it's a willingness to recognize that whatever was in the past, we can acknowledge that, but we can surround those circumstances, whether it was something where we feel the transgression against us or that we perpetrated that. We can take this opportunity to be bathed in light and to recenter from our mind that carries those old patterns of guilt, of shame, of concern, what I did, what someone else did. And begin to drop into the allness of infinite spirit. We talk about unconditional love, and our brains have no way really to comprehend that because our brain is finite and unconditional love is not. And so this is an opportunity to surrender in the releasing into the light of infinite spirit that is love, that heals and blesses in ways that we can't even imagine. And usually in forgiveness, we want to make it happen or think we have to do it. And it really isn't about that. It is about immersing ourselves in the light of infinite love and trusting the healing that comes from that in ways that our mind can't even begin to figure out. And so in this process today, as you sit, we'll be doing a little bit of a meditation in preparation for the white stone. I'll invite you to breathe into that and to recognize that as we then let go, as we forgive, as we release, as we are mindfully aware also of the things that we wish to shift and change, that we create and open a space for that which is new. From Scripture in Philippians 3, 13b through 14a, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal. And in Job 17:9 from the Living Bible, it says, the righteous, and of course when we use the word righteous, we understand that to mean not a holier than thou. Usually we think of righteous as being holier than thou, don't we? Righteous is right useness. It's being in alignment with our connection to God's Spirit. So the righteous, meaning as we align with the greater truth of who we are, the righteous shall move onward and forward. Those with pure hearts, and when we hear that, don't you think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be that, right? Because I have to be perfect to have a pure heart. Yikes. But a pure heart means an open space, a willingness. Those with pure hearts shall become stronger and stronger. And that's what this process is, friends, as we embrace this new year of 2023. It is with a willingness to shift out of all the stuff in our minds that have kept us enslaved or in prison and to step out into something new. Most of you are familiar with the amazing author, poet, activist Maya Angelou. She says, "We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty." Friends, let's let that move into our hearts and recognize the change isn't always just the simplest thing. And yet it is a metamorphosis. It is a shifting and an opportunity to break out of that cocoon into something new. And a wonderful, she's a philosophical writer and a poet. She's a blogger. Her name that she has chosen is C. Joybell C. And she says, "We can't be afraid of change. You may feel very secure in the pond that you are in." How many of you can relate to that? Things, status quo, let's don't be stirring that up. "But if you never venture out of it, you will never know that there is such a thing as an ocean, a sea. Holding on to something that is good for you now may be the very reason why you don't have something better." It's pretty hard when we are holding on like this to have that hand open to receive. So I'm glad that you had an opportunity to participate in that burning bowl that allowed you to release and let go, and that you continue in that process at any time, at any moment, knowing that it is what opens us. And we typically tend to review our past year. Be aware also of all the ways that you have changed, that you have grown, the lessons you have learned, the mountains that you have climbed, the challenges you have faced. And as you do so, begin to experience a sense of gratitude that while sometimes difficult, that these experiences of life open us to that which is grander and greater that we may not have known before. And so as we focus on our gratitude, what happens? Wait, louder?
Oh, it multiplies.
There, it multiplies. Absolutely. Thank you. Paige said it multiplies. The other thing that happens is you will notice when you're in an energetic vibration of gratitude, you are no longer in the space of your intellectual mind and all of its old patterns and neural pathways. You have shifted into the space of the allness in the core of your being. So gratitude opens us to a different layer, a different level of beingness. Kristen Armstrong, who is an author, freelance writer, she says, "When we focus on our gratitude, the tide of disappointment goes out and the tide of love rushes in." Don't you love that? So in this process of preparing to move forward into a new year, while we want to release the old and continue to do that, we also want to embrace all the wonders and the changes that have happened and the growth that has been made, and to experience the gratitude that lifts us into a space of being able to listen to the greater voice within. In Scripture from Psalm 95:2, it says, "Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." Now, of course, this is verbiage from the Old English Bibles, and it still speaks of a male hierarchy or a male deity. But we truly know that what it is speaking about is, let us come into the presence of allness, into the presence of the flow of eternal spirit. Let us come into that presence with gratitude. And as we do, let's allow our heart, our soul, our very being to make a joyful noise in songs of praise. And in Psalm 9:1, it says, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. And I invite you to recognize that when we say Lord, we are recognizing the allness of everything that is infinite spirit, creator, creation. We will give thanks with all our hearts to ourselves, to the world around us, and to the flow of this amazing energy. And so as we come to this time now to begin considering our own personal white stone, each of you here has received that stone. They come from Mount Hebron. And those of you at home, you can use any stone you may have or a piece of paper for right now. And so have that handy to be a part of this process. And we recognize that in the Bible, in Revelations, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what Spirit says. To him who overcomes, or to him who is willing to listen to that higher voice, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. And in Psalm 143:8b, it says, teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. So this practice, this experience, this ceremony, is about our willingness to listen to our God self, our higher self, to listen to, some might call it the voice of God. I call it the voice of that energy of the allness that is. And as we are willing to listen to that, because we've opened up to our inner spirit through a sense of gratitude, as we are willing to do that, we experience a change from the depth of our being. Charles Fillmore, in 12 Powers of Man, in one portion of that, he says, a change of mind affects a corresponding change in the body. If the thoughts are lifted up, the whole organism is raised to higher rates of vibration. Isn't that fabulous? We understand that the energy of the universe, of all that is vibrational rate. And when our when we open ourselves to change, we lift ourselves into a new vibration. And then he says, but first, there must be a renunciation or a letting go of old thoughts before the new can find place in consciousness. And then later on in the same book of 12 Powers, he says, we find there is in man a knowing capacity transcending intellectual knowledge. And how many of us focus most of our lives on what our brains tell us, which is just a repetitive thing of what we've learned out here? What he's speaking about is there's a different transcending awareness, which is that inner voice. Whether you call it the voice of God, whether you call it your God self, whether you call it that infinite flow of energy that we are all a part of, this dance of life. He said there is a knowing capacity that transcends that intellectual knowledge. He said one should give attention to this whispering of spirit in man. It is not of the intellect and does not originate in the skull. Of course, this is Charles Fillmore writing, 150 years ago, so there was some different verbiage at that time. He goes on to say, it is the development in man of a greater capacity to know himself and the purpose of creation. A greater capacity to know himself and the purpose of creation. That always pretty much floats my boat. You know, it just shifts me into a whole nother space. God self whispers our new name, calling us into greater expression. God self, higher self, calls us. whispers to us a new name, and that calls us into a higher expression. Mahatma Gandhi said, in the attitude of silence, the soul finds the path in a clearer light, and what is elusive and deceptive resolves itself into crystal clearness. So I'm going to invite us into another time of meditation to begin to just breathe into this moment. So I'll invite you to gently relax and close your eyes in preparation to listen, to hear that inner still small voice, that higher inspiration. So as you breathe and as you relax, just let the outer world gently fall away. And allow yourself, in this time of silence, in this time of meditation, to be aware of the past year, the things that you might change, the things that you have changed, the things that you are seeking to do differently as you move forward. And feel that sense of gratitude for all the many gifts and blessings that you have received. And as you do so, feel yourself move from the outer human intellectual thinking into the soul of your being, into your heart, into the light of the allness present in each and every one of us. And as you breathe into that, feel the expansion of the breath. Feel a light that shines from within to the without, ever expanding. Infinite in nature. That calls us to new horizons, that calls us into different experiences, that invites us to let go the shore and journey forth upon a new ocean, upon a new heaven. Upon the vastness of every possible opportunity that we are invited into experiencing for our best and our highest good. And as you breathe into that space, recognize that still small voice that breathes into you, that expresses through you in this now moment a new name, a new word that is your inspiration moving forward without any boundaries, without any judgments of is it possible or not. Trust in spirit. Trust in your higher God self knowingness to breathe that word of inspiration right here and right now. And as you have received and heard that word, that small statement, that new name, write that now upon your white stone or your piece of paper, knowing that it is the very grounding force that impels you and propels you forth into everything new, everything different, with a faith that you will be guided every step along the way. And so as we listen and as we hear, trust in that word and that name as guidance forward. And so we pray, and so it is. Amen. And if you're still in a process for that word or that new name to come forth, I know my mind gets in the way all the time. It's like, oh, no, it's not that word. No, there's got to be another word. So sometimes it takes me a while to sit into. And perhaps yours just whew, like a bright light on a billboard. But trust your own process and allow it its own timing. And take your stone with you. And when you get home, you might use an indelible pen when you're ready to do so. And keep that stone by you throughout the year as the inspiration of a new vision for who you are becoming and going forward. So I will close with a quote, two quotes, one from James Allen, who was a British philosophical writer. He said, "Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is a promise of what you shall one day be," friends. Be sure to take this white stone out often to remind you, especially when you go, oh, I probably put the wrong word on there. Oh boy, I've done that often. And then I just see it unfolding in ways differently than my mind would have thought. So keep that in front of you. And Mike Fotheringham, many of you know, Notes of the Universe, this quote says, "Set your intention and trust the universe to take care of the details." So, friends, I invite you as we move into this new year of 2023 to embrace it with excitement and zeal and enthusiasm, and to step forward into all that you are about to become. And one last quote I will share with you in honor of Martin Luther King Day that we will be celebrating tomorrow, and the courage and the vision of this man who inspires us all to walk in faith, to trust in your dreams, and to constantly live into all that you can be. Martin Luther King Jr. says, "Courage is an inner resolution to go forward despite obstacles." And we know that it is that Spirit of God that helps us when we face those obstacles to keep going forward. And he goes on to say, you have to keep moving forward. So let us give thanks tomorrow in celebration of a man who lived his life as a light unto our world and as an example for all of us. And so that concludes I will let Chrissy finish. I do need to get back home because Devin really needs me to be present. And so my love and blessings to all of you. Thanks again, Chrissy, for doing the service. And I'll look forward to seeing you next week when we will be writing our, we call it Letter to God, or I call it Letter to God Self, that letter to our higher self, as we continue in this visioning process forward. My blessings to all of you. Thank you.